It was spring break, and I was at my parents' house. It was a week of beautiful March weather in the rural deep south where I'm from. The year previously, a younger couple had moved into the home next door to my parents. That week, the guy's younger sister, who was about my age, was up to visit. In that part of the South, everything is wooded, rural, secluded. Trees for miles. Some places, fields as far as the eye can see. Especially so around the farm where I grew up. Yes, I grew up on a farm. Bottle feeding calves. Holding goat horns as their hooves were trimmed. Baling hay, stacking it in the hayloft of the barn. Snapping peas, shucking corn, picking ripe plump tomatoes off the vine. Nature was my playground. Just about every day, I would go out on the four-wheeler. Most of you guys would know them as all-terrain vehicles. But I would take out the four-wheeler every day, ride one of the miles and miles of hunting trails and deer trails that ran through the woods, exploring every bit of my little corner of the world. This one day, she came over and introduced herself. Her name was, well, that's probably not the best idea. And we immediately hit it off. I asked her if she wanted to go ride with me on the four-wheeler. And we did. For several days, I showed her the river. The little cleared-out meadows hidden deep in the woods. Every so often, we'd come across a deer, or a turkey, or even a raccoon. I showed her where the cotton plants grew and the soybeans grew. I showed her where I like to sit and to think and to watch the sunset. One day, after we had been hanging out for a couple of days this week of spring break, we were on one of the hunting trails in the woods, and I had stopped next to this tiny little clearing, maybe 10 foot by 10 foot, if that. It was cleared. Little ferns and mosses bedded it, but it had probably been a food plot at some point or another that some hunter had laid to attract deer. It was a nice little sunny spot in the shadowy, cool woods to just sit back and relax. It was then, me, sitting on the front of the four-wheeler driving, her, behind me, holding on to my waist, that she asked me if I wanted to do a little exploring. Considering I'd spent most of the week exploring my little corner of the world with her, I wasn't quite sure what she meant. Being the naive little inexperienced virgin that I was, barely having even so much as kissed a guy before. She pulled me against her, close, her hand dipping beneath the hem of my shirt, running her finger along the top of my cut-off jeans. I was nervous. I was so nervous. What was I doing? This was so wrong. I didn't even know this person, really. But it was too exciting not to, right? She told me that she would only do whatever I wanted her to do. That if I wanted her to stop, all I had to say was stop. I was spellbound. Everything inside of me saying, no, no, no. But also, yes, yes, yes. She ran her hands underneath my shirt, palms flat against my stomach. Running her hands up my torso, just beneath the underwear of my bra, and back down to the top of my cut-off shorts. She knew I'd never been touched this way before. She was allowing my body the chance to get used to being touched by someone else's hands for the very first time. Up and down. Up and down. Each time a little higher. Finally, she dipped her fingers underneath my bra, a little bit of the underwear at the bottom, just stroked her fingers along the underside of my breast for just a few moments, and ran her hands back down yet again. Up and down. Up and down. Her head slid, teasing. Each time a little higher. Each time just little bit higher, until finally her hands came up to cup my breasts. She just held them softly, gently, once again allowing my body to become familiar with the touch of another person for the very first time. After a few moments, she gently began to squeeze, kneading the soft flesh just ever so gently. Then she would drag her finger across my nipples, slowly, like a bow across a violin. That felt amazing, like nothing I'd ever felt before. Oh god, and then when she pinched my nipples, ugh, lightning. Lightning straight from my nipples down through my core. Literally electric. And I arched into her hands. I could hear her breathing against my ear. My head lulled back against her shoulder, my eyes closed. And she still worked me like a musician with a violin. My breathing, rapid, shallow. I began to feel that ache, that burn, that hunger low in my belly. And I knew she could tell. I'm sure my hips were moving. I didn't really have any control over myself. I just was feeling everything for the first time. Her right hand slid down along my torso, over my belly, to the button on my cutoff shorts. She flicked it open, pulling down the zipper as well. And she asked me, "Are you sure?" "Yes," I told her. She slid her hand inside my pants, inside my panties. God, I was so wet. I was so wet already. Her fingers slid up and down against me, coating themselves in my slick juices, the ones that she had elicited from me. Up and down, teasing, teasing me. And I could feel it was like a bonfire inside. Something just waiting to erupt, waiting to explode. She pressed the pads of her fingertips against my clit and made soft, gentle swirls and circles over my flesh. Her other hand still kneading my breast and toying with my nipples. Oh, God. Oh, God, that was... I don't have the words to describe it. I do remember feeling that bursting, that explosion, that release when I came against her hand. And for once, I was glad it wasn't hunting season and that there, I didn't have to worry about anyone being close by to hear, because I was so loud. I was so very loud. But it felt amazing. I had touched myself before. I'd had orgasms for a long time by my own hand, but this was something completely different, completely new. And it was overwhelming and drowning and... electrifying all at the same time. And then, almost as if time had just been in a lull this whole time, that we had been feeling and touching, that it just suddenly came back to reality. I could hear the birds in the trees. I could hear the wind in the leaves, and everything came crashing back down. She re-zipped and rebuttoned my jean shorts and gave me a quick peck on the cheek and said that we should get home. It would be dinner time soon. So I started up the four-wheeler, turned around, and we made the journey back home. I dropped her off at her house before going back to mine. That is definitely a spring break I will never quite forget.